We're so much wiser. We're so much fuller in terms of our life experiences and those types of things. So we have so much more that we can offer, but we have to get back in touch with what it is. When I'm helping women get back in touch with themselves, they find that spills over into every area of their life. And their friends will say to them, "You are glowing now. What are you doing?" And it's not about a man. It is they met themselves and started to fall in love with themselves. And it's really cool because we're so hard on ourselves as women.
Welcome to the Midlife Reinvention Podcast. I'm your host, Kavita, and the founder of Power Purpose Play, a global community of women in midlife. I'm here to tell you that it's your time now to rediscover what has always been inside of you and bring that out into the world. If you're wondering what's next, but don't know quite what that is, or if you feel a twinge in your heart telling you that you have so much more to do and so much more to offer, you're in the right place. Ask yourself, if not now, when? Do you want to leave your job? Start your own business? Take control of your health? Reignite the passion in your marriage? Write that book, or at least that first chapter? Transitions like this can be daunting, but through listening to my story and interviews with incredible women every week, I hope to inspire you to take action. I rediscovered myself after the age of 50, and I know you can too. It's my time now to help you do just that. I'm so excited you're here. Let's dive in. Hi, my dear friend, and welcome to another episode of the Midlife Reinvention Podcast. To those of you who may be new to the podcast, welcome. And to my loyal listeners, welcome back. I value you being here. You could be many places, but you've taken the time for yourself, for your own personal growth. And that is why I've named my business, It's My Time Now. Because it is your time to figure out who you really are, what you really want, and how to get there. So thanks again for being here. We are in the midst of summer, and I hope you're taking some much-needed time for rest and relaxation wherever you are. Sometimes it feels like when we are so focused on getting things done, we lose sight of the fun in the moment. I don't know if you can relate to that. I was recently reminded of this as I was listening to Abraham Hicks. I listen to her quite often. It's a nice way to start the morning. And she reminded me that you never get it wrong and you never get it done. What that simply means is we are always in the process of creating, and no matter what you manifest in life, you find yourself in a new paradigm, capable of turning that into something else. So think of life as one adventure after the next, and it doesn't have to be perfect. Are you working on something right now that is very important to you, and you feel a little bit stressed about it because you really want it to be perfect? The ironic thing is that stress causes things to be blocked in its manifestation. The best way to do this is to try your best, of course, but then relax and let the rest unfold as it should. To that end, I am also in the process of creating and refining all my learnings from the past many years, and I'm creating new and exciting content to share. It is a bit stressful, but I'm also having so much fun in the process. I'm excited to announce a new group coaching cohort, It's My Time Now, starting in September. For a maximum of 20 women like you who may be facing a career or life transition and are wondering, what's next? I'll have more details of how to register for this group program in our next episode, but if you are interested, drop me a line at kavita@itsmytimenowcoaching.com and let's talk. If you're also contemplating a shift in your life and are confused in your career or your life and are confused or unsure of yourself or don't even know where to start, I can help. I offer a complimentary initial consultation to get to the heart of the matter. Reach out to me today if you're curious, and I do have a few one-on-one coaching spots available, so let's talk. Today, I love my conversation with Lisa Copeland. Lisa is a leading internationally recognized love coach and dating expert for women over 50. This episode is different from many of our previous episodes as we bring to light a topic that many of you may be facing, but we don't talk about enough, especially if you're going through a transition in your relationships. Perhaps you have been through a divorce or are looking for your next relationship. This conversation will be of interest to you. With her humor and no-nonsense attitude, Lisa will help us understand that in order to succeed in the complex world of dating after 50, it all comes down to loving yourself first. As with any life transitions we face, it all starts with getting in touch with who we are and what we want. The how becomes fairly easy then. I hope you enjoy this episode, my friend, and I'll see you at the end with the key takeaways. Welcome, everyone, to the Midlife Reinvention Podcast, a podcast for women in transition in their careers and life. I'm your host, Kavita Ahuja, and my goal with this podcast is to inspire you to realize your true inner power and potential, and to help you unleash all that resides within you and bring it out into the world with confidence. If you may be going through transitions in your career or your life and wondering what's next, I'm here to tell you that you can do this. And I want you to believe and say with confidence, it's my time now. To this end, I interview incredible women for this podcast who share their stories of reinvention and who will give you their advice on how to overcome the obstacles in your way to reach your vision for yourself in the next stage of life. This week, I'm super excited to have on the show Lisa Copeland. I was intrigued by Lisa's work, and I believe you will too, because especially if you're going through a transition in your relationships, for example, perhaps you have been going through a divorce or are looking for the next relationship, this conversation will be of interest to you. Lisa is a leading internationally recognized love coach and dating expert for women over 50. She's the Amazon best-selling author of The Winning Dating Formula for Women Over 50. And she has been in the Huffington Post and has appeared on the Dr. Phil Show, ABC, and Fox. She inspires and teaches women how to feel confident, empowered, and joyful dating after 50. Welcome to the show, Lisa. It's so great to have you here. And how are you doing today?
Hi, Kavita. Thank you for having me here. Doing great.
Awesome.
Talking with you.
Yes. I have to say, we haven't had anyone on the show with your particular expertise before. So I'm really excited to dive in to talk about this really important topic, actually. But before we do and get your pearls of wisdom, I wanted to firstly find out from you, how did you get to doing what you're doing now? And you must have a reinvention story to tell us.
Of course. Yeah. I've been married for 24 years. And I was married young. I married in my 20s. And then in my 40s, I got divorced.
Yeah.
And online dating was really new then. It wasn't like today. It was almost like, oh, you're going online. Oh, God, shame. But there was like shame around it and stuff. And then online dating now is very mainstream, mm-hmm. but back then it really wasn't, but it was the only way I knew how to meet anyone. And so I went online. First, I took time to heal. That's always important when you come out of a relationship, take the time you need to heal. Mm-hmm. If you still feel anger or tons of grief, take some more time until you can be neutral, because you don't want to go on dates and cry and be angry and all that. So make sure that you're in a good place. Then I went online and I cried a lot. I didn't have self-confidence and I didn't really understand men. I wasn't getting second dates, but somehow I got into a relationship with the wrong guy. We fell in love. He worshiped me. And I was like, oh, I've never had anyone look at me like this. It was like intoxicating. And we broke up after 2 years. And then I took time to heal, dated, and I met my second husband. And that was totally based on chemistry. And it is an amazing feeling when you have this intense chemistry. I used to cry when he would leave because the hormonal thing between us was so intense. This kind of chemistry is something you should definitely run from because it is all about lust getting mixed up for love. And there's usually no friendship because it is an intense physical hormonal reaction that your body's going through. Well, that lasted about 2 years and I took again the time to heal. And then I decided, you know what? I want to go out there and date. And I went looking for a coach, but I didn't know any coaches at that time. And there were no coaches out there that were helping women our age. They were all in their 20s and 30s. Mm-hmm. And what am I going to tell a male or a female what it's like to be in my 50s? It's just
right,
like,
right. Okay.
And I had one thing happen with those two relationships I just mentioned. And that is both of them said to me, you don't know how to let a man be a man. That middle relationship and then my second husband. And the problem with that was I thought, you're crazy. Yes, I do. I always got along with men. But when it happened the second time, I started thinking about it. All right. So I'm out there wanting to date again. I'm back to no confidence again and all those things. And the coaches weren't there. So I call my sister crying and I said, I'm doomed to live alone my whole life now. And there's no one to help me. And then what happened was my sister said, you are so resourceful. You can figure it out. And that's what I did. I began figuring everything out. And then I started having fun dating. And my friend said, oh, what are you doing? I mean, we hate dating. And I taught them some things. And then I came across a statistic about how many people over 50 were either losing spouses or spouses to either passing away or to divorce.
Right.
And they didn't know what to do either. And I thought, well, you know, this is how I can really help women is to teach them one. It's not even about dating. I do teach them how to date, but I teach them first of all, how to love themselves. And secondly, about loving men, because men are amazing, but they are not women. And we think they are just like they think we think like they do. Yeah. We don't. And then how to choose the right person, because a lot of women choose from where they were in their 20s, not where they are today. And there's totally different needs. So after that long-winded story, does that
No. That's a great story. And I think what I love about it is that you use your own experience, right? I mean, you got divorced in 46, you said, and then these two relationships that you thought were perfect or whatever, and didn't end up. But then you didn't take that and just kind of feel sorry for yourself. Instead, you turned it into something where you could actually help other women. So I think that's a great story. So thanks for sharing that.
Oh, you're welcome. I've been doing this since 2012.
I was going to ask you, how long has it been? So
yeah,
you must have seen a lot of difference from like when you started to now. I think it's probably more, like you were saying, online dating is more, I guess, accepted, right?
Yes, so, mainstream. It's very much commercials on TV. Everybody's used to it. It doesn't have that shame it had back then of like, what are you doing?
Yeah. So that's great. So I'm sure you've coached many, many women in this since 2012. And so you have a vast knowledge of experience and all that. But so maybe you could tell the audience, what are some of the main things that really hold women back when it comes to dating after 50?
I would say confidence issues, like I had body image issues when I was going out there to date for the first time. And that was still in my 40s. I was like, oh my gosh, I have babies. I don't have that body I had in my, I met my first husband in my teens, actually late teens. And I didn't look like that anymore. And was some guy going to like me? And what I wasn't factoring in was they don't look the same either. We forget that.
Yes.
So it's really my confidence was lacking. And I think that's the biggest thing for women. They feel like they are not enough. Who will like me at this age as I'm aging? Will anyone like me? And it's really, that's the first step. Like I mentioned before, it's really helping women love themselves again and love them where they are. And because of society's big, big thing with youth and the actors and actresses, they're all photoshopped and all that. That's not necessarily how they look, and they have surgery and all that. It's really easy to think, I'm comparing myself to that person. I don't look like that. I'm not enough. And so I think that is the biggest obstacles women face is I'm not enough.
Yes.
And it's bringing them back, like I said, to that love of self and getting them in touch with how cool they are. Because when they come out, especially divorce, they haven't had compliments for a long time. Nobody's been saying, oh, you're beautiful. Yet men think you're beautiful. Trust me. I have women in their 50s, 60s, and yes, 70s. Dating and having fun, and men are telling them they're beautiful and they're in relationships now, a lot of them.
Yeah. That's so great. I just see a parallel between what you're doing and what I'm doing, because often when we're going through these transitions in life, like whether we're looking for another job and we've been divorced or we've lost our husbands or whatever, right? It all comes down to feeling that we're not enough. Mm-hmm. And so I think what you're doing applies not only to your dating life or your relationship, but it can apply to any other aspects of what you're going through, what a woman goes through. So how do you it is about the mindset, right? It's all about the mindset and confidence. And so how do you actually go about helping women to love themselves again? Or what is the process that you take them through?
Well, it's really helping them get in touch with the things they love about themselves. Now, it's really hard at our ages for women to say, oh, I love this part of my body. We start with their body. So I'll say, if you don't love it, just talk about the gratitude of it. Like, I'm so grateful to have arms that I can hug the people that I absolutely love. I mean, this is what you have to switch it to. Because a lot of people in their 50s, 60s, and 70s are having grandchildren, and they can hug them. They can hug the man that they're going to be with. But yet most of us stand in front of the mirror and we go, oh my God, I got to do the queen's wave now. You remember she used to wave like this? Her arms wouldn't jiggle. So, because we're so hard on ourselves. So I help women, first of all, feel gratitude if they can't feel love. And some women have love of their bodies because they might be really firm from working out and all that. But if most women are not like that, they don't have a love for their body. Mm-hmm. And it's really funny. The women that have a love for their body have a very hard time where we go to next. And that is what you love about your personality. Whereas the women who have a hard time with their body stuff are real into their personality. Mm-hmm. So then we look at the things that you love about your personality, maybe your laugh, you know, your laughter, how warm you are, how loving you are, those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And after we look at that, we get into what you're good at and what you're interested in. Because so many times when we've been in a long-term relationship, we forgot what we're good at. We, especially as women, give ourselves up to what men want, or we become what we think they want. But the interesting thing about that is men fell in love with you for your passions and who you were when you were single. And we turn into them. And then one day they think, who is that person? I lost that woman that I fell in love with. So it's really, really important to stay in love and continue to do what lights you up, because that's what men love, is when you light up. And it's got to be your own stuff. And then I ask them what they're most passionate about. So this little exercise really helps them get back in touch with where they are today, because we have a tendency, like I said earlier, to date how we were in our 20s. And our passions are so different. We're so much wiser. We're so much fuller in terms of our life experiences and those types of things. So we have so much more that we can offer, but we have to get back in touch with what it is, because we often.
That's Lisa, that what you just described about like these four steps of feel gratitude. What do you love about your personality? What are you good at? And what are you most passionate about? It really mirrors a lot of what I do in terms of like my coaching, because it's about rediscovering who we are. Right. And not what other people want us to be. And so this is what I start with as well, is like, what are your strengths? What are you really good at? You have accumulated so much knowledge and skills in your life. What are you good at? What are you passionate about? Often we forget about what we are passionate about, or we think that we can't do it anymore because we're too old or we're not good enough, or what are people going to think if we bring this out now? And then it's about your values too. Like, what are you valuing now that you maybe hadn't, you didn't value when, or your values changed, like from when you were like 20 or 30, like what is it that you value, and how do you bring that forward into like a relationship, for example, right? So it's interesting parallel. Yeah.
Well, I often find, I'm sure you hear this too, that when I'm helping women get back in touch with themselves, they find that spills over into every area of their life. And their friends will say to them, "You are glowing now. What are you doing?" And it's not about a man. It is they met themselves and started to fall in love with themselves. And it's really cool because we're so hard on ourselves as women. As you and I were talking before we started the video, I said to you, "Oh, I hate Zoom. I'm always looking at my hair and if my lipstick's okay." And then I have to stop and I have to take a breath. And what I teach women to do, this little trick too, is it's called the 3-to-1 game. When I start nailing myself, because we all do, it's really important to quickly think of 3 things you love about you, because it changes your mindset from the negative to the positive. Mm-hmm. And people don't view you the same way that you view mm-hmm. yourself. They look at the whole you, and especially men. We pick ourselves apart and go, "Oh, I have this wrinkle here. My butt has cellulite. I have the wiggly jiggly arms. Everything's creeping," or whatever. A man doesn't look at that. He either likes you for who you are, the whole you, or he moves on. It has nothing to do with wrinkles and crinkles and crepes and all that stuff.
I think it's so important what you just said, because I love what you said, that you help them meet themselves and start loving themselves. And I think then that shows us as glowing, they're glowing. So that's just like the positive energy, that when somebody is really in touch with who they are really, and what they really want, and they're confident in their own self, then they just emit this kind of positive energy, which really attracts mm-hmm. other people, right? And and it doesn't really matter, like you said, if you have a wrinkle here, a wrinkle there. It's about, you know, what's inside, or a lot of wrinkles.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter, because we think it's on that our face makes the difference. Okay, mm-hmm. But it's your glow. It's what's inside of you that makes the difference. And when you're out there, I noticed this from when I was feeling so less than about myself in my 40s, and you can only attract from where you're at. So if you're not feeling great, you're going to attract a guy that doesn't feel so great, who might start criticizing you, displacing his not feeling great, or you both might criticize each other. Whereas when you feel great and worthy, and as a male friend of mine once taught me, as a woman, you really are the prize. You have what men want. They don't necessarily have what you want, and you are the prize, and they have to earn that. And we think we have to show them we're so worthy of them, but we forget, hey, you got to prove you're worthy, you know, that you have value for me.
Yeah. So. I love it. You're the prize. Yeah, they have to earn it.
They have to earn it.
That's a great way of thinking. Yeah, it's just a flipping of the perspective, right? It's like, yeah, you know, I've got it. Like, you need to earn my attention or whatever, right? So, because I've got it. So I love it. I love that. But yeah, it's all about the positivity and flipping that around and being confident and that. So I would say another question is, I know that when I coach women, there's a lot of fears about the next step. There's, if I do this, what's going to happen? And whatever the fears may be. And so what are some of the big fears that you've encountered with women who are around relationships or just going for it? Like, what do women fear most, I guess?
I think they don't know what they fear until they get into this. And I think the biggest thing is, I don't know if it's a fear or just a lack of knowledge of who men are, which I mentioned before. The step after loving yourself is learning how to love men for who they are. And we don't. We women fall in love with men's potential. We can see where we can take them to. And men fall in love with you as you are. They do not like being pet projects. So I think one of the biggest fears for women in this area is choosing the wrong man and failing again. So what I help women with is what's called a pattern chart. We take a look at the men that they've been with in the past and what was the common thread, because there always is a common thread of the people you date. Okay, so then once we get that in place and we mark those as red flags, because we're all, that is your old type. You're always attracted to your old type. Because he feels the most comfortable to you. You've been with him forever, because we usually choose men based on family of origin and issues we had in our families. And we work them out in relationships, since we couldn't work them out in family of origin relationships. Then we move into getting clear today who the right person is for you, because that's how you're going to be able to find someone really good. But it's really scary because they don't have that same familiar feeling. But women create in my community called a quality man template. It's a deep dive into what you really want today, including, as you mentioned, those values. Those are one of the most important things. A man can have 99% of your qualities you think you want. And I call those wish list things, whereas values are to the core. And if you mismatch on values, it's very hard to live together and be together, because you don't deal with life in the same way. And then they go out, and this helps them feel better because they have a better idea of who they want and what's going to make them happy. And I will ask women, what is it that got you the guy? What tool do you think? And it's always that quality man template, because they say, I never would have seen him. I would have just passed him by and gone back to my old type. And that, when they go back to their old type, that plays right into their fear of choosing wrong again. And the other thing is I also tell them, you're probably going to have practice relationships, and it's okay, because you need to learn what it is you want today. It's really hard to know. Like, we think we know what we want, but I guarantee most of it is not what you want anymore. And so you go and you're with a guy, and you can see, oh, I like this, I don't like this, you know, learn more about yourself as well. And then you can also, another thing is there just the one for me? Is there only one person out there for me? No, there's lots of different people that have potential for you, but you can also put men in different places in your life. Not everybody's going to be a romantic fit. Some guys might be friends. Some guys, I don't encourage this, as friends with benefits, because women get hurt. Again, that mix up of lust and love. And they're having sex with the guy and falling in love because oxytocin is released, and that's the bonding hormone. And she's falling in love. And one day he comes in and says, oh, I found my person. I have to end this. And you can be really devastated, because men, they don't have that same oxytocin release that we do, that can last for 3 weeks. For them, it can last like 30 minutes, and off they go again. Right. So also, you can have just a boyfriend and companionship, or you can have a long-term relationship, living together, living apart, or you can have marriage. A lot of people, as they get older, they want a long-term relationship. They want to live apart. They really do like their space. So you have choice. And that's the biggest thing, is you have choice. It doesn't have to get boxed in to marriage. Does that answer your question about fears? There's a lot of fears.
Yeah, it answers a lot of it, and really some really great points, because I often actually didn't think about this. And it's funny that you mentioned this quality man template, because I was just speaking with one of my clients, and she's also, how you said about the family of origin, like she's been through many relationships, and I think she always was looking to find a man like kind of like her father, like qualities of her father, and realized that this is no, I can't do this anymore. And so we actually did that. We said, okay, well, what are the top things that you would love for a man? Like, and we did this, and it was very eye-opening. So I think that's a great way to do it. And we also, I don't know what you feel about this, but I do I talked a lot about visioning too, like visualizing yourself and how would you feel if you're in a certain situation that you really want? And would that be the same for a relationship? Like, do you do that? Is that some part of what you do? Yeah.
Well, visioning, imagining what your life would be like with someone is really important because it draws the energy towards you.
Right.
It's like a shout out to the universe, which I say that that quality man template is too. This is who I want.
Right.
And then visioning just reaffirms that, yes, you feel it in your heart because it's heart energy that's involved in love. And you want to feel in your heart what it feels like to have a relationship and to be with someone.
Yeah.
But I do want to put a caveat in there as well. And the falling in love process is different than the relationship process. Falling in love is super easy. Falling in like is a whole different story.
Yeah.
And that's where after 2 years, a lot of times relationships end because the rose-colored glasses have come off. People have chosen for the wrong reasons again. Mm-hmm. Or they chose someone that they just decided wasn't a fit. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean it was wrong. You know, when it's the wrong reasons, I mean, by going back to your old type, but you always learn from every relationship as you're out there.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's so true. It is really easy to fall in love, but falling in like is hard. I think that even rings true for people who have been in long-term relationships, right? Like, for example, myself, we're celebrating our 30th wedding anniversary this year. And it's like, we still have a lot of fun, but sometimes you have to say, okay, sit back and say, do we still like each other? And that's important. It's important to ask those questions and then make it a bit light and not always make everything so serious. Right. But I also like the fact that you said that the relationships don't have to follow like a certain blueprint. It doesn't have to be marriage, or it can be like boyfriends, or it can be like long-term relationships, but living apart. So that's important to realize too, that you don't have to find like the perfect person. And is there a perfect person out there for you? Maybe, maybe not, right?
Hi, my friend, Kavita here. Do you often feel blocked from moving forward? We all feel that way at times. These are referred to as energy blocks. I've created a short, actionable PDF guide to help you release your negative energy blocks. Click the link in the description to download it now for free. Now, let's get back to the episode.
I think everyone serves a purpose in your life. Like I said, when you come in, you're going to learn about yourself. You're going to learn more about what you do and you don't want.
Yeah.
And experience it. And then I tell women, put it on your pattern chart so you can see if you repeat it.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people do because they go back to that familiarity until they realize that, oh, there may be something better there for me to experience.
Yes.
I did talk to my sister once while I was single and I said, okay, you've been married forever. What is like the secret to this? Because you're not on the buzz high of the hormones still. And they have a great, great relationship. And she just said, you know, you got to get real. I mean, it's not going to be amazing every day. There's days you're going to be pissed off with each other. There's days that are going to be great. And it's really remembering, she's the one that taught me the 3-to-1 game. It's really going back when you're not able to see the positive. All you see is the negative to every time. Yeah. What are 3 things I love about him? Or what are 3 positive things about him?
Yeah.
This is why when people say, oh, I have to have this chemistry and instant attraction. And it is not what gets you the guy. I mean, and that kind of attraction grows for women, by the way, over time. But it's not what's going to get you the guy. It is really being able to navigate life together. And we forget that. We really do. And have fun. And as you said, you have fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you forget the fun you had when you first started, and then it's just everything is just difficult, then it's really hard to maintain a long-term relationship. Like we tend to do like date nights, we put date nights in our calendar. And I think that's important. Yeah. So the other thing that I was going to ask you is, I know we talked a little bit about confidence,
mm-hmm. you want to enjoy every phase. That falling in love place is wonderful. Your heart is opening.
Yeah.
You feel so good. And people do say you're glowing because you are. And then there's different phases of the relationship and each one has something to offer and you want to enjoy them all. But this is why you want to choose a person that you can navigate life with. That's what's really important. And that is more than I was mentioned before than chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have fun. You do want a person that has your back. That's so important in a relationship. You want someone that thinks you're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of other things too, but
it's so important. Yeah. I mean, it is fun, right? It just brings positivity into your life and it's something to look forward to. I think it's exciting, right? It's just, as you said, it's a phase of your life. And why not make this next phase of your life beautiful and with somebody that you love or with somebody that you enjoy being around and that makes you feel good and that you make them feel good. Right? So it's all very important. So I know we've gone through a lot, but maybe you can kind of give some top tips for women who are lacking a little bit of that confidence that we talked about earlier, or who maybe are afraid of putting themselves out there in the dating world. What would you...
Number one would say, find a coach.
Okay.
Biggest tip, because I, in my own life, use coaches because it took me a long time to figure this dating thing out. Why, when you want to learn something, do you want to spend that kind of time when somebody can give it to you quicker? And they're a second set of eyes. They can see things that you cannot see about yourself and what you're out there doing. Mm-hmm. I think that's number one. Number two, just every day, look in the mirror and look at yourself and go, hey, you've got this. You're pretty amazing. And then, you know, blow yourself a kiss or give yourself a high five or something. We do have to remind ourselves of how amazing we are. You'll have a lot of confidence also for the dating world when you understand men. It is just huge. I've had those two men say to me, you don't know how to let a man be a man. Oh my God, that just knocked the wind out of my sails.
Yeah.
And they were right for a romantic relationship. I didn't. I was like, I am woman. Let me roar. I'm going to do this better than you.
Yeah.
And so when I teach women about men, they go, oh my God, I could see what was going on and what I was doing in a relationship. And it's usually we're trying to fix them in some capacity or criticizing them for not doing it the way we do it. And so a lot of women are really worrying about this. Am I going to, when they hear this, they go, oh my God, am I going to mess up again with a man? Or why is he thinking this way? And when we don't understand men, that knocks our confidence down a couple of steps because we don't know what to do. We just don't know what to do when we don't get second dates, why, or when we're in a relationship, why? And understanding men will really help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just having a strategy in place, getting strategies in place is anything you want requires mindset strategies and the actual strategy. For this, it's dating. And your mindset strategy needs to line up with the dating strategy. So if you're not feeling enough, no matter how great your profile is out there, you are sending off the energy, I'm not enough. And that's what you attract. So, and that's when women get into the fear of, oh my God, nobody likes me. You know, nobody wants to get to know me and all that.
Yeah.
It starts within you first and that feeling really good about yourself. Also being on the right dating sites, women go, oh my God, what dating site should I be on? And this is all related to confidence because this all knocks your confidence out.
Right.
The way you think they should. And dating sites vary. I have women that do amazing on match.com and I have women that do horrendous. It's like regional. And you want to be on the right dating site for you. And you want a really good profile. Don't write a book. Leave something for someone to talk about. That's your fear. You go on there and you put your profile on there and you know, they used to teach us from watching that Field of Dreams movie with Kevin Costner. If you build it, well, make sure before you build that profile, you've got the foundation underneath it of your confidence, of understanding men and your clarity of who you want that's really going to make you happy.
Yes.
And then put that in your profile. And your profile should really be short and sweet. Men don't necessarily read profiles, which irritates women to no end, but they're visual. So you have to have great pictures. And women who feel they aren't perfect go, oh my God, I can't put a full length picture up. My hips are big, or I can't put for the full length picture. Maybe my neck doesn't look okay, or whatever it is. Yes, you want to love all that yourself, because if you love all that, they're not going to notice it. Don't point it out to them. A lot of times we're afraid. We slap the crap against the wall, telling them every fault we have to see if they'll still like us. And in the end, we just fed into our fear of, will they like us? No. Everybody has faults, but you don't have to learn them on a first date.
Yes.
Those are just some of the fears and how to deal with them. And one last fear. Women are afraid to go up to men in real life for fear of rejection. And we talked about this before. Have an expectation of, I'm just going to meet someone new and interesting, not how it's going to work out. Or it's usually the expectation of, oh, he's my type, which you don't know. You just know he's cute. That's all you know. Mm-hmm. And then we go back in there and try and prove to them, like, we bend like a pretzel to prove that, pick me. No. They need to prove they're worthy of you too.
Yeah.
Changing your expectation of, I'm just going to talk to someone, and it doesn't have to go anywhere. And if it does, great. If it doesn't, great. You just got practice talking to men.
Yeah. Don't be so worried about the outcome, right? I guess what you're saying is, like, let's let go of the outcome. Like, just enjoy it. Enjoy it and seeing it, looking at it as though I'm just meeting another great person. And maybe this person will, it doesn't have to be, oh, what's going to happen if, like, just letting go, I guess, releasing yourself from the outcome of the situation. And I also really like the fact that when you're talking about the profile, and I think it comes down to being authentically you. Yes?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it does. And just don't write a book.
Yeah.
Don't read that. Just like when men write books that about in their profiles, you get bored. You're like, oh. Yeah.
That's fantastic. So, Lisa, you had this winning dating formula. Is that the one that you had told me earlier about the four steps? Was that?
No.
No? Oh, it's another one. Okay. Your dating blueprint. Or what? This is great. I mean, such great advice. And I think not only does the fears that you mentioned that we have to kind of face and be confident in ourselves, it not only applies in the relationship world, but it applies in other aspects of our life, which is, as you said, if you find that, then you glow. And when you glow, then you have that attraction, and then that positive attraction attracts positive, right? So yes. I fully believe that. So that's absolutely great. So what are you doing now? What's your next for you? What, you know, you're a coach, but is there anything that's coming up that you want to share with the audience?
I have a group program that's an amazing place. I run it year round. People come in when they come in because it works in terms of you get inspired by women that were right where you are, and they need to hear the basics again, because they say, oh, you have to hear something 7 times for it to sink in. Yeah. I have this amazing guy in my life who,
I was going to ask you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And he is amazing. And he has actually helped me bring out my own femininity, because he just adores me and cherishes me. And he's always there for me. And that is what feels so good about a relationship, is having that. And he's taught me a lot about coming from my feminine side. It's very powerful. It's not laid down like a doormat that some women fear. It is literally, men will jump hoops for you. If you are vulnerable, you ask for their help in the way they can hear it, not like their mother did. And they want to really be there for you. They do. They really do. So
that's wonderful. I'm happy for you. That's great.
Thank you. I'm happy for you.
Yeah. It's important to realize, I think that ultimately it's all about, it comes from within.
Yes.
And if like you said in the very beginning, it's all about your inner self, loving yourself again. And it all comes down to that. And at any age, really, but I think at this age as well, there's so many other things that are happening in our lives but now we have a little bit more time, I think. Sometimes when if we've had kids and then they're out of the house now and maybe we're not working like we used to, but now we have more time to focus on ourselves. So why not focus on ourselves and love ourselves and do the things that you've suggested, and you'll find love again. you'll find the relationship that works for you, right? So
yeah,
wonderful. So thank you.
And I have a gift for your audience, if that's okay.
Sure.
So on my website at buythequalityman.com, I have a free ebook called The 5 Little Known Secrets for Finding Quality Men. And it's going to give you that formula for the profile I mentioned. It's going to go into a little more. It's going to teach you how and where to find men, how to flirt again. It's just a fun way to, if you've been stuck in a rut, get it, because it'll give you a little boost. Or if you're not sure what you're doing yet, get it. It'll give you some ideas. And it's just there to motivate and inspire you that you can find love. And it's not an age thing. It is right. Definitely at any age you can find love.
Beautiful. Well, thank you. That's a generous gift. We'll definitely have that in the show notes, and anybody who's listening can access the show notes and then access your website and get that. Sounds amazing. I might even look into that. That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Lisa. So is there any last things that you wanted to kind of end off with? Any thoughts that come to mind? For the people who are listening?
Yeah, you really can make this happen in your life. And if you want it, and if you don't want it, it's okay too. Some women just want to stay single. Mm-hmm. But if you want the guy, take the steps, get the mindset in place, get the dating strategies in place, and then go for your dream. It is possible. And it's fun.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Lisa. I really appreciate it. It was really fun. I think this is a great topic, and it's important because we don't talk about it enough. So, and your strategies and tips are really helpful. So I'm sure that people listening are going to really take a lot from this. So I appreciate your time, and we'll have everything, all your links in our show notes so that people can look you up. And
well,
if they need a love coach, then maybe they'll approach you.
Well, it was so much fun being here with you and talking with you. And
so
we'll both keep supporting wonderful women out there who,
yes,
on their, yeah, journey, having what they, yeah, want. They deserve, yeah, it.
Absolutely do. There's so much to offer, and they have so much ahead of them. So I'm excited. I'm excited for that. So thank you.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed the practical tips and sound advice that Lisa shared in this important topic. As you transition in your relationships, here are her key takeaways for you. Number one, love yourself first. Love men for who they are and choose the right person from where you are today. Number two, start by getting in touch with the things you love about yourself. Start with your body. What do you love and are grateful for about your body? Next, what do you love about your personality? What are you good at? What interests you? And what are you most passionate about? Number three, it's really important to continue to do what lights you up. Get in touch with where you are at today. Number four, meet yourself again and start to fall in love with yourself again. It's your glow. It's what's inside of you that makes the difference. Number five, play the 3-to-1 game. If you start second guessing yourself, stop and think of three things you love about yourself. It really changes your mindset. You can only attract from where you're at. If you're not feeling great, you're going to attract that. Number six, remember, you are the prize. They have to earn it. And number seven, get clear today on who the right person is for you. It can be scary because they may not create that same familiar feeling. Do a deep dive in what you want today. If you mismatch on values, it's very hard to live together. Number nine, falling in love is easy. Falling in like is a whole different story. And number 10, if you lack confidence, find a coach. Look in the mirror every day and appreciate how amazing you are. Understand your partner. It is huge. Try not to fix them or criticize them. Have a dating strategy in place. Have your mindset strategy needs to line up with your dating strategy. Thank you again for being here. And remember, if you're going through a disruption or a transition in your life, it is normal. If you begin with understanding, rediscovering, and loving yourself for who you are, the rest becomes fairly easy. Till next time, my friends, stay well and enjoy this beautiful summer.